global trade. Jordan also serves as a safe haven for political, economic, and cultural activities due to its relative stability in a volatile region. Regional difficulties. Jordan's position has numerous benefits, but there are also many disadvantages. Jordan is surrounded by war-torn nations like Syria and Iraq. Therefore, it has been impacted by these crises. Over time, the nation has accumulated a significant burden of refugees as a result of harboring numerous displaced persons. Due to its location and geography, Jordan is a crucial Middle Eastern nation, both strategically and geographically. Its diverse landscapes, from the Rift Valley to the parched deserts, are not only rich in history and culture, but also in demand among tourists from over the world. Due to its location as a regional hub, Jordan can significantly contribute to promoting regional cooperation, trade, and stability. Jordan's geographic location continues to influence its character and offer opportunities for growth and development, despite the difficulties it encounters. Chapter 2. Brief History. With a unique history spanning thousands of years, Jordan, also known as the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, is a country in the Middle East. This chapter will examine the key incidents and influences that have formed Jordan's history from prehistoric civilizations to the present. The Cradle of Humanity, Ancient Civilizations. Jordan is frequently referred to be the Cradle of Humanity due to the numerous ancient sites located there. Evidence of early human settlements in the area dates back to the Paleolithic Age, indicating that it has been inhabited from prehistoric times. The most famous and well-preserved landmark from this time period is perhaps the ancient city of Petra, also referred to as the Rose City. The Nabataeans, a center for trade and culture. The Nabataeans founded a prosperous kingdom in Jordan, approximately 312 BCE, with Petra as its capital. Due to their expert trading skills and complex water management system, the Nabataeans were able to establish an oasis in the desert. Through trading routes, their influence connected the east and west in the ancient world. Petra, with its magnificent architecture carved into the cliffs of rose-colored sandstone, developed into a thriving trading center. The Decapolis League under Roman rule. The Romans invaded the region in 106 CE, ushering in a period of profound change. They established the Decapolis League, a union of 10 towns that included Jerash, Amman, Gadara, and incorporated Jordan into their empire. Under Roman authority, these cities flourished, erecting magnificent municipal structures like amphitheaters and temples. The ruins of these formerly rich cities are evidence of the Roman influence still present in Jordan today. Christian influence in the Byzantine era. Jordan was administered by the Byzantines when the Roman Empire fell in the 4th century CE. The Byzantines propagated Christianity over the region and erected several churches and monasteries. Mount Nebo has become a renowned pilgrimage destination since Moses is said to have seen the Promised Land there before his death. Umayyad Caliphate, the era of Islamic rule. Islam first appeared in the Arabian Peninsula in the 7th century CE, and it quickly spread throughout the Middle East. Jordan was absorbed into the Islamic Empire during the time of the Umayyads. Damascus, Jordan's capital during the Umayyad Caliphate, had economic and cultural success. The ancient Umayyad desert castles of Qasr Amra and Qasr Qarana were built at this time as hunting lodges and rest places for caravans. Conflict between the Ayyubids and the Crusader kingdoms. The Crusaders arrived in the area in the 12th century with the intention of taking Jerusalem back from the Muslims. Jordan was home to a number of Crusader castles, including the magnificent Karak Castle. However, the Ayyubids, under the renowned Salah ad-Din, quickly regained power, ending their brief reign in the area. Ottoman Empire. Growing empires. The Ottoman Empire moved into Jordan in the 16th century and ruled the area for more than 4 centuries. The architectural environment was shaped by the construction of several mosques, madrasas, and hammams, bathhouses, throughout this time. Jordanian food still reflects the Ottomans' influence, with delicacies like makluba and mansaf preserving their Ottoman roots. Jordan's modernization and independence in the 20th century. Jordan was subject to British rule following the fall of the Ottoman Empire until 1946, when it attained independence. The early years of the country were extremely important to King Abdullah I, the foundation of modern Jordan. Jordan had obstacles